It's been real busy. You know, you up kind of late, wake up early in the morning, drug testing, and then you up for the rest of that day. So, you know, it's real busy, but, you know, a good experience nonetheless. I feel as though it helped the rise a lot, you know. If I wouldn't have done so good, I don't know if I would be in the position I am now. But, you know, since that's the way it went, you know, I'm able to be here. You know, I'm good for that. You know, just, you know, I can always get better. And, you know, that's, you really can't limitate what one player can do based on how he started. But, you know, the way I finished. I mean, it all depends on how you look at it. I mean, I feel as though we complement each other because you have a great offensive line, but you got a great backfield as well. So, I mean, I don't feel as though one position is doing good because of another, but it's just we just complement each other. Man, I don't know. Chance is my favorite lineman. I mean, you know, like, off the field, like, when we on the side, you know, he, like, one of the coolest dudes ever. But, you know, when it's time to go in and get some reps, so if we're in the game, you know, he's different. He's just a different person. And whoever gets in his way, you know, they gonna move or get ran over, one of the two. During the mock combine while we were training.
What kind of guys coached out? I don't know how much.
Coached out? He's a great coach. You know, he screams a lot. But you know, it's all for the good. You know, he makes sure everybody's on the same page, and you know, he's willing to take you in his office and literally sit there even after hours and work with you. So, I mean, he's a great coach, and he's all for the good of the place. I would like that. I mean, but wherever I go, I would like that too. But it wouldn't be too bad. I feel as though they wouldn't just be able to spread the field out, you know, because they would have to actually defend the run as well. And, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, you're not going to put nine guys in a box. So, you know, it kind of balances out. I maybe gained a pound of three.
Just a little bit,
yeah.
You don't have to run the 40 here. That's going to be important for you, right? When you do run the 40?
Right. The 40 is something everybody want to see. So whenever it comes time for it, I'll be all right.
Maybe a great downfall for you then?
Nah.
January advantage coming in, you know, playing behind Richard Sims, playing behind your Yeldon, and then coming in, the NFL would put a quote, less miles on the tire?
That's always an advantage because, you know, you didn't get as banged up as a lot of guys who did take all those carries week in and week out.
Eddie, do you feel like you are picking up guys to turn the corner and make people miss at the next level?
Yeah, I feel like that, but that's still to be determined for when I get to the next level. Just being able to be, you know, a powerful runner if I need to, or an agile runner and, you know, make people miss. You know, with my size, being able to be agile and make people miss, that's key.
What would you like to run in the
40? 4.4, 4.5, thing in that area.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire